People sometimes ask me if I became the Ron Van Dam Show announcer because I love what Ron does and I love his comedy. Well, no. It's because Ron broke me out of a Tijuana prison back in 82 and smuggled me across the border in a suitcase in the trunk of a Yugo. And I still owe him for that. Muchas gracias, mi amigo. You're listening to The Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's The Ron Van Dam Show.
Hey, who's your daddy?
Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
No, seriously, who's your daddy? Bob? He's your daddy? Okay, just asking. All right, hey, by a show of hands, how many of you are still breastfeeding at the age of 40? Look at all of you. Wow, that's crazy. I mean, I get it. With the price of milk these days, I mean, yeah, it's an economic move. I understand that, but it's just not right. I was bottle fed. I was not breastfed. My mother decided I can't put up with that crap. So she bottle fed me, and that way my father could also participate in the feeding procedures. I think that's why, because I'm bottle fed, I was bottle fed, I think that's why I like to drink alcohol. Yeah, it makes sense, right? And I think that I was also born by cesarean. That was his name, Dr. Cesarean. Yeah, it wasn't natural childbirth. There's nothing natural about that. Yeah, it was a cesarean thing, which explains why when I leave the house, I always go through the window. Old joke. That's an old joke. I'm sorry. Well, you know what's most important? It's not your health. It's that you listen to the program. And my media manager says, I say this a lot, but they're on my ass about this. Whatever you're listening to me on, unless it's a broadcast radio station, like me. You don't have to love me. I'm not getting into that crap. Just like me. That's all I'm asking. And then subscribe to me. I don't even have a magazine. I don't understand what's going on. And be sure to buy the Ron Van Dam action figures. They're very easy. They're fairly expensive, but the action figures are interesting. You just put them in a chair and they'll just sit there. That's me, man. Actually, there are no action figures. That's what they're called. They come in a box and they just stay there. Welcome to the program. Make yourself comfortable. This won't be as painful as it should be. I have a very interesting guest coming up later in the program with whom I somewhat disagree with. Ended that on a preposition. Not supposed to do that, but I'll tell you something. He's going to talk, he or she, I have no idea who this is, going to talk about how... if you eat salads all the time because you want to be healthy, that could be one of the unhealthiest things you do. Now, you see, you're rocking the boat when you do that. You're rocking the boat. Sit down. You're rocking the boat. Salads are supposed to be healthy. Spinach, baby spinach. I ate that all the time because it wards off cancers and things like that and diabetes. It's like it's the healthiest thing you can eat. Eat your greens. Our guest says that's not healthy. There's something in these plants that's making you unhealthy. They interrupt your sleep. They make you sick. I don't know if that's true. But then I went on this Google thing. Do you have one of those too? They're baked into the computer machine. And I Googled this, and apparently, yeah, there's something to it. But I, you know, everything in moderation, except sex, you know, that you can go overboard with. But everything in moderation. There's this, you know, then there was a report a few days ago. You probably heard this on the news. This is a big thing now. Aspartame, I think that's what it's called. It's a fake artificial sweetener. And they put it in just about every soft drink and beverage that they make, which says zero sugar or diet or something. They put aspartame in there. It's in Coke. It's in Diet Coke. It's in Coke Zero. It's in Pepsi. It's in every single diet drink. And apparently this is going to give you cancer, and it's going to make you sick and destroy your body, and little aliens are going to pop out of your chest. I mean, they're making it sound horrible, but if it's so horrible and so dangerous, why is it in everything? I love people that go to fast food places. It's so funny, and I laugh out loud, and people look at me like, what are you laughing at, schmuck? And I say, well, first of all, don't call me schmuck, and secondly, you is what I'm laughing at, because you order like a giant-sized Whopper. I don't know if there's such a thing. Fries, onion rings, Big Macs, Kentucky Fried People, chickens, Kentucky Fried Beaver, whatever. And you eat this crap, this fried crap, but I'll have a Diet Coke, please, or a Diet Pepsi. And you think now you're healthy. So you eat stuff that makes you fat, but you have diet soda. Well, diet soda may not be good for you either. Sugar, we know. A lot of sugar we know that's going to kill you and give you diabetes. We know that for a fact. Now, the aspartame that they put in the artificial sweetener, if you have diabetes or you want to go low on sugar, that's harmful too in a big way if you have it a lot. So everything in moderation? Nothing. We're human beings. We don't do anything in moderation. If we tend to do something that we like, we do a lot of it. That's the human nature thing. It's the nature of the human being. We don't do everything in moderation. When we like something, we do it to excess. Stop with this everything in moderation thing. You know, nice theory, but it don't work. Enough people don't do that kind of stuff. Trying to be healthy. I'm trying to eat healthy, and then I find out the healthy things that I'm doing are not healthy for you anymore. So that's the crux of our interview coming up later. I said crux, I know. That's what's going to be in the interview. I kind of disagree with it. Just because I interview somebody and they say something doesn't mean it's like, I don't know. There might be a shred of truth to it, but not enough to, you know what I'm saying? Don't, this isn't Fox News. Don't do what you're told. We're not a cult of human beings waiting, running out to the yard at 6 a.m. waiting for the spaceship to take us to the other planet. Stop with your cult stuff. Stop listening to people. Make your own decisions. Listen to both sides and make your own decision. Don't do what you're told to do by a news organization. Holy crap, what's wrong with you? Anyway, that's not why I'm here. You know, I don't know why I'm here, to be honest with you. I did today want to talk about something that is extremely urgent, and it is serious. And that is, there are too many people on this planet. We have reached capacity. You know, when you go into a restaurant and it says, full occupancy, is like 300 people, that's a rule. We exceeded this on the planet. The garage is full. There's no more spaces available. We should do that with immigration too. I'm sorry that you're fleeing danger and gangs and all that kind of stuff, and you want to get into this wonderful country of ours that apparently we're not familiar with how to run anymore. but you can't come into the country. And it's not because we don't want you. We just don't have any more space. We're running out of space. We can't serve you properly. The only thing we do have are plenty of jobs because Americans don't want to do them anymore. So, I mean, don't poo-poo immigration because they're the ones that work hard. You don't. You're looking for the easy way out. They're looking for any way out. Man, what a country. What a country this turned into. What a country. Before we had artificial intelligence and computers and things, I mean, things were just fine. Why didn't you leave it the hell alone? People were getting along just fine. But we're making too many babies. You know that China, a while ago, they just lifted this ban. They had a ban on having children. You can't have a lot of children. They can't feed all of you. We can't feed all of you. I thought that was a very honest thing to do. I mean, it's not good to ban people from having a certain number of kids, but yeah. They lifted the ban, and I don't know why, because it ain't any better over there. There's still a lot of people. I'm walking down the street. I see all these people all of a sudden. Where the hell did you come from? Is it because we were in quarantine for so long that I wasn't used to seeing people? I forgot how many people there are. There's way too many, and most of them are incredibly stupid. I guess it's not the number of people, although it is. It's how many of them are incredibly stupid. It's the vast majority. I don't know if it's the same in every country. I only live in this one right now. There's too many people. There are 300,000 babies born every day. Oh, my God, and they're all on the same plane with me when I travel. That's a lot of babies. It's probably even more than that. A lot of people have babies. They don't even report them. It's not a government issue thing, you know. I guess it is in this country. In other countries, you can just pop them out and do what you want with them. And I'm not being crude. That's true. Here's the scary part, and this is what I'm going to get into right now. Scary part is the population of the globe, not of the United States, of the entire globe. Let me tell you something. This is serious crap. Because as you realize, there are more droughts than ever. I know it's raining a lot, perhaps. That has nothing to do with it. There's droughts. It don't rain that much in most part of the world. They had droughts in Europe. It was horrible. It's terrible. It's still going on. My lawn has been brown like for 3 years now. That's the least of my problems. In 1960, there were about, 3 billion people on the planet. In 1980, there were approximately 5 billion people on the planet. In the year 2000, approximately 6 billion people on the planet. We just now, this past year, passed the 8 billion mark. Do you understand the pattern? Every year, no matter what, there are more people on the planet than there were ever before. I don't know if we're bringing more people into the planet than we're letting die. Maybe it's the lifespan. We're living a lot longer than we used to 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years ago. Fact is, this is a graph that does not waver. It just shoots up like a mountain. We're over 8 billion people. Now here's the problem. We can't feed all of you. The cafeteria is shutting down. We're out of the mashed potatoes and the sausages. We can't feed all of you. We can't house all of you. So, problem is, as the food sources start dwindling, And not because we're not growing, it's because we can't grow it fast enough to supply 8 billion people. Now, maybe in this country, you're better off, but in other countries, people are dying because they can't sustain themselves. 8 billion is a lot. At this rate, within 3 years, we will hit 9 billion. Where did this stop? Does the planet get too heavy with people walking around? Traffic is incredible. When I was growing up, my parents had one car. We had one car in the family. That was when I was an infant. But each parent had a car if you had two parents. Now every one of your children has both a car and an iPhone. There's more cars on the road than ever. And believe me, you know that's true. There's no question there's more cars on the road than ever. Don't even guess. So in other words, we're outliving the planet. And with the fact that we're destroying the planet as we go along, this is not a scenario that is pleasing. How do we stop this? Stop having children, will you? I think two is enough. Why would people have three children in case you lose one at the amusement park or something? We went to Disney World with three kids. Now we can only find two. Thank God we have a second child. It should be two for everybody. I think that's enough. I think that should be the cap. When I meet, and I don't want to insult you. I do not want to insult you. That is not my purpose. But when I meet somebody who says that they have five or six kids, my only response is, why? Why? Because we love children. Oh, you're going to put them all through college? You got that kind of money? Can you take care of them, nurture them, give them everything they need? Well, not really. I just like having children. Selfish prick. Now, I'm not calling you a selfish prick. Just selfish, that's all. Or I'll call you shellfish. Maybe you're a shrimp or a lobster or a clam. You're just shellfish. Yeah, I don't get that. The five, six kids, I'm sorry. No. I mean, the hills are alive with the sound of music, but let's not go so far. So that's what I wanted to talk about today. I can't do a damn thing about it, but talk about it, I guess. Can't stop you from having children. There is a new birth control pill that has been approved by the FDA. That's the Food and Drug Administration, just in case you didn't know what they stood for. It'll be available in the early months of 2024, which I assume is the next year that's coming. And, you can get it over the counter. That's the big thing about it. There's always been birth control pills, like as far as I can remember when I took them. But now you can get them over the counter starting in 2024. The FDA has approved this. You can go to CVS and get your birth control pills right off the shelf. Get the CVS brand. It's just as good as the others and less expensive, I assume. But look, it's a good idea. You don't need a prescription for that anymore. Just stop having children, whatever it takes. I mean, if you have to have a bricklayer come over and cement your woo-hoo, that'll work too. All right, my guest is going to join us momentarily. Excuse my crudeness. Some people will find what I said to be just wrong. That's fine. You can do that, but whatever. Okay, my guest will join us again. I don't quite know what my guest is going to say, but I have been notified that we're talking about stuff that you thought was good for you but isn't. And, I don't know. Anyway, enjoy your Diet Coke. Isn't that funny? Isn't that funny when you go into a, a place, you know, you most people ask for a Diet Coke, and sometimes the person behind the counter will say, we only have Diet Pepsi. Do you think that anybody says, no, forget it then? I can't tell the difference. You don't have Diet Coke? I'm out of here. I'm out of here. But we have Diet Pepsi. Get out of here with your Diet Pepsi. Then there's people who drink Diet Pepsi, but they won't drink Diet Coke. You people aren't drinking much because Diet Coke's all over the place. Dr. Pepper, what happened to you? Would you lose your practice? Used to be a Dr. Pepper. I think that was carbonated prune juice. I'm not sure what the hell that thing was. Anyway, commercial time. Right. Do you need some help? I know, I do too.
Let's be honest. You are socially awkward. You've no idea how to start a polite conversation. You wouldn't know what to do or say if you stumbled into one. And when it comes to talking with members of the opposite sex, you're like a sixth grade wallflower at the school dance. You need help, and you know it. You need me, Thompson St. Thomas, Fancy Bastard. For a courteous, prearranged fee, I am now offering wingman services for both men and women. Even if you've got the vocabulary range of a brain-damaged gibbon, with me at your side explaining to people what you rarely meant to say, every drool-drenched bit of drivel that slobs out of your scone hole will sound witty, erudite, and confident. And ladies, don't be shy. Take my arm and we'll go chat with the gent across the room with whom you've been exchanging glances all evening. Don't worry, he won't be intimidated by my extraordinary good looks. I guarantee he will only see me as your good British friend who happens to be incredibly gay. It's a service only I can provide, because I am Thompson St. Thomas, Fancy Bastard. So do let me know where we'll be going next, you and I.
Sally K. Norton joins us now. She's an MPH. Hi, Sally. How are you?
Hi, Ron. I'm great.
Tell me first what MPH is.
Most perfect human.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, it's a master's in public health.
Oh. So it's both things then.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Yeah. Very public good. Health has really got it nailed down.
Okay. We're talking about, I think most of America, I don't know the numbers, but I think most of America doesn't sleep very well. You might call it insomnia, but I mean, let's just be in general, it's a problem. And your approach is very interesting. It's not taking pills and counting sheep, is it?
No, it's not.
It seems to be, it has a lot to do with what could solve a lot of problems for us health-wise. And that has to do with the food and nutrition. Is this really effective?
Food, how you fuel yourself is everything. That's mm-hmm. how you operate your cells. That's how you maintain them. That's how you become strong and sturdy and not rickety and sick.
Yeah. And I assume that most of people in this country, at least, are going the rickety route.
Oh, my gosh. Drugs, you know, the pharmacist line is never short.
Yeah.
We're always struggling with something.
Well, there's always a long line to try to solve the get some sleep problem. And it seems like the older you get, the more that you lack sleep. But that's also for younger people, too, I guess.
Yeah, more and more things that we used to think of old people problems are starting to affect younger and younger people. Like kidney stones used to be an old guy's problem, mm-hmm. and now young women are having trouble with it.
Yeah, that's for sure. And I keep being told by doctors in television commercials that if I don't get 7 or 8 hours of sleep, I'm probably going to die early. I mean, they're very specific.
Yeah, sleep is when you do all your healing and repair, when your brain makes sense of your day and you become more capable of being cognizant the next day. Otherwise, you're kind of flaky.
And that explains a lot of what I go through. Okay. most people turn to caffeine, got to have their coffee all day, certainly in the morning. Otherwise, they can't quote unquote function. Does that have anything to do with it?
Well, certainly more neurostimulants is really just adding more stress in a lot of cases, although, you know, for some people there's some therapy there, but it's a sign. It's a sign that we're struggling energetically.
You have isolated one particular type of food or is it oxalates? Is that what it is?
Oxalates are...
I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, you and your doctor probably too, which is pretty sad because science has been messing around with oxalic acid and oxalates for a very, very long time, since the 1700s. And we've been using it as an industrial cleaner since then. Used to be on everyone's home shelves as a cleaner in your home. And it still is if you have Barkeeper's Friend and Zud. But if you have wood bleach or metal cleaners, it could have oxalic acid in there. That's a chelator and bleach. You could literally get the rust out of your patio with certain foods that are high in this oxalic acid, like spinach.
What? I thought spinach was the most healthy thing you can have.
I don't know where we got that idea, because for 100 years we've known it's trouble.
Oh, I'm confused.
Somebody decided a dark leafy green was what humans are supposed to live on.
Yeah, the greener the better. No.
The greenerier, the better.
Of course, I don't
But eat, if you go out there and you try eating the holly bushes and so on, one of the few things that are still green all year long, it's not a great meal.
Not a good deal, no. I don't think that would be. And I don't eat mold either. very, very odd. But what do I do? So if that's been our route, what do we do?
Well, it'd be nice for people to start paying attention to oxalates and learning when we're eating them, because eating too much of them can make you old and sick and kidney stone and poor sleep and brain fog and, you know, it's rough. People don't realize that they're eating this wood bleach when they're eating potatoes and potato products and peanuts and chocolate, whole grains and bran, almond milk, nuts.
Whoa. Sally, you've just read my shopping list.
Oh boy, we need to save you, darling.
Oh my God. Well, but what are my alternatives?
Oh, there's all kinds of other foods out there. There's a lot of things in the produce aisle you can eat. There's always the stuff we used to hunt and fish and cheese and eggs and all those things that humans used to be comfortable with, which is now kind of off the table because dietitians have been told to tell everybody to be afraid of animal foods.
Yeah, well, cholesterol and stuff and, like, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah, cholesterol and all that stuff. Uh-oh. Yeah, when we start developing drugs for things, that becomes the real big problem, because then we've got a quick, easy answer. We just have to take and add another drug rather than clean up our knowledge base and clean up our lifestyles.
Wow. What would you consider to be a healthy snack, for instance?
Well, ideally, you're getting enough protein and so on at your meals. You don't even care if you have snacks. But if you need snacks, things like yogurt and hard-boiled eggs and cheese, and those things are really great. Pumpkin seeds are low in oxalate. That's a very portable thing you can have.
Wow. Can I ask what a typical dinner would be for you?
For me, I'm a big fish fan these days, and I love to go to my local fish store and Big Fish. That's really quick and easy to do. It's 15 minutes in the oven, and voila, it's a gourmet meal. I keep things in my freezer that I can defrost easy. I keep a few canned goods around, but I keep it kind of simple. I used to have three vegetables and a salad and an entree and all of that. And I've sort of cut back on the vegetables because it just works better to do that. That's so radical.
Opposite. What about bread?
You know what? If we could get traditional wheat and properly make sourdough bread, that would be fine. Okay. Unfortunately, the commercial breads are done with questionable processes that make it harder, and now people are saying, oh, gluten, get away from gluten, and everyone's talking gluten-free, but part of the problem is that we have this industrial quick way of turning wheat into bread, and that's not making it digestible.
Now, what if you have kids and you're putting stuff in the lunchbox? What would be there?
Well, again, I like the idea of coming up with fun ways to make things like eggs and cheese and meats, just so the kids, if they have enough protein and a little bit of fat, they can sit still and focus better and not be fuming for the next blue cupcake.
Well, I
mean, unfortunately, school is loaded with all kinds of junk.
Well, sure, sure. And it has been for centuries, as you say, before there were even schools. But, I mean, a little bit of fat is necessary to burn calories, I guess, right?
Fat is really helpful. I mean, you need fat to build cell membranes and the myelin around your nerves, and it helps you digest minerals and so on. Butter is loaded with things we need, like something called butyrate, which can improve your mood and is lower inflammation.
Yeah.
So fat's been unnecessarily demonized. What the fats that's really the ones you want to worry about are those liquid vegetable oils that they use to make salad dressings with.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's really something. Well, they have to bleach it. It's really toxic. Oh, yeah.
I went through a whole generation with Crisco and lard, so I don't know where I'm at.
Well, Crisco was, pushed on women as a way of being more frugal in the 30s during the Depression, and we adopted fake fat instead of the lard that they used to like to use.
Yeah, crazy stuff. I could talk to you for 1,000 years because you got a lot of info, but I'm not allowed to do that. So I guess I'm going to have to find out how I can get more information.
Well, it'd be great if you'd visit my website, which is sallyknorton.com. There's lots of free information there. You can look up my book, which is called Toxic Superfoods.
Yeah.
You can get it as paper, you can get it as electronic book or an audiobook, and you can buy that anywhere. Those would be two perfect places to start.
Okay. And the book shows the alternatives.
Yes, all kinds of charts and tables and details about how to improve your diet so you can sleep better, not wake up and have to run to the bathroom all the time and have this unhappy bladder, which is one of the things oxalate does to you.
Well, that explains a lot.
Yeah.
If that's what's doing it to me, then yeah, I'm eating way too much of that. That's a problem with sleep when you get older, my God, no matter who you are.
It doesn't have to be, it's not meant to be, but it's a sign that you've got toxins annoying your bladder. These crystals of oxalate can form there, and your bladder is like, get this stuff out of here, and it wakes you up over and over again.
Sally, I guess in your travels, there have been studies, and indeed, when people switch to a different type of plan, they indeed get more sleep?
That's what happened for me. I had a sleep disorder where my brain was waking up 29 times an hour.
Yeah.
And the thing that fixed it was stopping to eat I love my sweet potatoes and chard.
Yeah.
And then I've been helping all kinds of people, and there's plenty of science that demonstrates this is a neurotoxin that keeps the nerves alive and firing instead of being able to settle down.
Crazy stuff. All right. One more time, the book, please.
Toxic Superfoods. How oxalate overload is making you sick and how to get better.
Wow. Okay. And again, the website.
SallyKNorton.com. NORTON.com.
Wow. Okay. Thank you so much for the information. This is something I didn't know. I'll tell you that right now.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Well, thank
you. I want you to sleep better.
I mean, I do thousands of interviews, and when it's over, it's like, okay, yeah, right. Well, that'll do it for me today. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new program. Again, form your own opinions here, okay? Just saying. Until tomorrow, I wish you peace.